Well, the collection of rates during 2016 was very positive, Greg, and I suppose at the outset we'd like to acknowledge and thank all of our customers throughout the county for working with us during 2016. Rates is an exceptionally important income line for the council. It makes up 23% of all of our income, and essentially every penny that we collect in relation to rates is, I suppose, reflected back in the services that are provided throughout the county and through our different services. The report this morning, I suppose, reflected very much on the schedule of uncollected or irrecoverable rates. We're obliged under statute to present that to the members for their review and for consideration. And I suppose it was very much consistent with 2015. There wasn't a huge amount of difference between 2016 and 2015.
Some of this sort of historic money that's outstanding, is that the same money going over year on year on year, or is some of that recovered as we move on and then replaced with other debt?
Well, the arrears figure is basically updated every year. So, for example, if you come into a year as a customer with us and you owe us €100, that shows as arrears at the start of the year. What we try to do with each individual customer is work in a manner commensurate with their capacity to pay during that particular year. And as I would have reflected this morning, many businesses are seasonal in nature, so we agree payment plans with them commensurate with the cash flow that they have. What we always do try to do, and as far as we possibly can, is to try to ensure that their arrears are cleared by the end of the year. But I suppose on the back of the recession that we've had and on the back of the challenges that we have as a border county, not all businesses have been able to do that to date, but we continue to work with them in that manner. The monies that we actually write off are ones that we deem to be totally irrecoverable. So, for example, it might be on foot of receiverships or liquidations or something like that.
And that came up today at today's meeting, in that, you know, people were questioning why should you pay, you know, your tax and be a good ratepayer if other people sort of are getting away with it. But you were very quick to point out that that is not the case. No one's getting away with it.
No, well, no one is getting away with it. And it was useful to be able to dispel that myth this morning, actually, in the council meeting. We, I suppose, work with, I suppose, between a carrot and a stick. The carrot being that for those businesses that pay us and clear their accounts by the end of October each year, there's a small business grant scheme that allows them to reduce their liability. For those that, I suppose, are at the other end of that extreme and who refuse to engage with us, we have fairly extensive legal powers to continue to pursue and I suppose, up to and including getting judgment for the payment of those rates. The vast majority of ratepayers, I have to say, are very responsible and work with us collaboratively, and it's only a relatively small proportion, I suppose, that actually have to be pursued through the legal process.
And very finally, you've said it before, and I presume you'd reiterate that if any business is having difficulties, liaising and engaging with the council is the way to resolve that.
Absolutely. You know, we're more than happy to work with businesses, you know, commensurate with their capacity to pay. We do realise, we're a business ourselves, and we realise that from time to time there are challenges that might present that weren't foreseen. We're very, very happy to work with each individual business. We want you to contact us if you experience a difficulty in making payments, or if you want to talk to us about agreeing a payment plan. Our staff are more than happy to work with you in that regard.